Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Another high-ranking Bolivian military official has been arrested in connection with Wednesday's apparent failed coup. Government Minister Eduardo Del Castillo said that former Navy Vice Admiral Juan Arnez Salvador was taken into custody, in addition to Army General Juan Jose Zuniga, the apparent leader of the failed rebellion. Armored vehicles rammed the doors of Bolivia's government palace in the capital La Paz Wednesday. President Luis Arce directly confronted Zuniga and his rebellious troops and vowed to stand firm. He named a new army commander, who immediately ordered the troops to stand down. The soldiers withdrew hours later, and hundreds of Arce supporters rushed the square outside the palace, waving Bolivian flags, singing the national anthem, and cheering. Zuniga claimed the attempted coup was an effort to restore democracy in Bolivia, which has been plagued by infighting between President Arce and his one-time ally, former leftist President Evo Morales, which has paralyzed the government's efforts to deal with the country's economic crisis. VOA Scott Walterman spoke with VOA Latin American service reporter Celia Mendoza about that aspect.
Over the past few years, the economy of Bolivia, which is, was one of the fastest growing economically in the region, has stalled. They're going backwards in their food security, economy, poverty, and all those elements have contributed for people to start getting anxious and angry about the situation of the country. And therefore, this claim could be plausible.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our app, VOA News. This is VOA News. 400 Kenyan security officers arrived in Haiti this week, part of a contingent of international police forces sent to quell gang violence in the Caribbean nation. At the same time, protests over proposed tax increases in Kenya turned deadly. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti Tuesday on a mission to help restore order in the troubled Caribbean nation. Meanwhile, protests over proposed tax increases that have rocked Kenya over the last 2 weeks resumed. Several people were shot dead outside Kenya's parliament as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed the highly controversial tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday said that after having reflected on the content of the finance bill and listening to the people who are against it, he's decided not to sign it. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The European Union is expected to sign a security agreement with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, pledging to keep delivering weapons, military training, and other aid to Kyiv for years to come. The agreement will lay out the EU's commitment to help Ukraine in 9 areas of security and defense policy, including arms delivery, military training, defense industry cooperation, and demining. That's according to a draft seen by Reuters. Zelensky is expected to sign the pact at a summit of EU leaders in Brussels. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Wednesday border arrests have fallen more than 40% in the 3 weeks since President Joe Biden halted asylum processing. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The department said that Border Patrol's average daily arrests over a 7-day period have fallen below 2,400 from before President Joe Biden's proclamation took effect on June 5th. That's still above the 1,500 mark needed to resume asylum processing. Here's U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas speaking in Tucson.
The safety and security of the American public is indeed our highest priority. We screen and vet individuals when we encounter them.
He added that while Biden's executive action is effective, Congress needs to step up. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Mexican President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum said on Wednesday she has no plans to increase taxes for the general population, but that her administration would continue to invest in major infrastructure projects and increase the minimum wage. She will take office in October after winning a landslide election victory earlier this month, becoming the first woman in Mexico to be elected president. She has vowed to maintain social welfare programs expended under her predecessor, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.